Topic 164, Spiritual Man. 1. We discover that behind all subjective phenomena, there lies an essentially spiritual incentive. This incentive, this latent spiritual cause, is the object of attention of the spiritual man. The spiritual man is he who, having been both a man of the world and an occult student, has reached the conclusion that behind all those causes with which he has hitherto engaged is a cause. This causal unity then becomes the goal of his search. This is the mystery lying behind all the mysteries. This is the secret of which all that has hitherto been known and conceived is but the veil. This is the heart of the unknown, which holds hid the purpose and the key to all that is, and which is only put into the hands of those exalted beings who, having worked their way through the manifold web of life, know themselves indeed and in truth to be Atma, or Spirit itself, and veritable sparks in the one great flame. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 1236 through 1237. 2. Later, when the race sees its problem with clarity, it will act with wisdom and train with care its observers and communicators. These will be men and women in whom the intuition has awakened at the behest of an urgent intellect. They will be people whose minds are so subordinated to the group good and so free from all sense of separativeness that their minds present no impediment to the contact with the world of reality and of inner truth. They will not necessarily be people who could be termed religious in the ordinary sense of that word, but they will be men of good will, of high mental caliber, with minds well stocked and equipped. They will be free from personal ambition and selfishness, animated by love of humanity, and by a desire to help the race. Such a man is a spiritual man. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 181. 3. The reason for the corrupt politics and the greedy ambitious planning of so many of the world's leading men can be found in the fact that the spiritually minded men and women have not assumed as their spiritual duty and responsibility, the leadership of the people. They have left the power in the wrong hands and permitted the selfish and the undesirable to lead. Spirituality is essentially the establishing of right human relations, the promotion of goodwill, and finally the establishing of a true peace on earth as the result of these two expressions of divinity. From The Problems of Humanity, pages 168 through 169. 4. Do not work so hard, strenuously and furiously, at the spiritual life. It is a state of being and not so much state of achievement. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 660.